I have to say, so many people have contacted us in relation to this article which appeared in the Irish Mirror in recent days from the well-known local journalist and broadcaster Paddy Clancy. And Paddy has written very movingly of the experiences he encountered in the COVID unit at Sligo University Hospital. And there's really so much in this article which is remarkable upon, for want of a better expression. Paddy, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Al.
And thanks for joining us. And hopefully, we hope you're okay and doing well and in good form at the moment.
So far.
You had cause to be in Sligo Hospital and you ended up in the COVID unit. Tell us.
Yeah, I was in with another illness. We've been in since Christmas, actually, now. Been treated for a kidney ailment, and then I was transferred to the COVID unit, one of the COVID units, when I contracted COVID in the hospital, in the ward, last week.
Which must have been quite frightening for you personally, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a bit disappointed. We knew there was an alert in the ward. There was one patient on a previous Sunday detected with COVID. The doctor who attended him was very good. She told us all what was happening. The patient was moved. We were swabbed. The results were negative, which we were all delighted with. So we spent the next few days being very careful not to touch each other. The ward was not locked, but closed, so we couldn't go out into the corridor. And the amount of nurses allowed into it was restricted and limited. And, of course, they were all wearing what I joke, the space-type gear to look after us. And
yeah.
then we heard that there was a patient being transferred from another unit who was in contact with another patient who had COVID. We were concerned, so we raised a few questions. We were told he was detected negative, but still we were concerned because we were assured that the ward would not be, no more patient would be brought into the ward. We would be left alone to fight our own battle there. So I raised few questions, raised my concerns with management, and then a few days later, another patient contracted COVID, so we were swabbed again, and that was 3 o'clock on Friday morning, and this time it returned positive. So it was a case of exchanging patients.
Yeah.
But now I can't say that the patients brought it in, or that they got it from us, and we were unaware that we had it, despite the previous negative test. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not placing any blame on any particular patients,
yeah,
but I was surprised that there was movement of patients from one ward into another.
But you've written about your experiences in a very moving way, and for those who haven't read it, and I know so many people have, tell us about what you experienced, and in particular, the young woman who's engaging with her baby daughter on a phone line.
Right. On the Friday evening, I was moved into this COVID unit, and I realised I was lying beside in a cubicle beside a young woman. And I heard a little sweet voice. And I realised she was singing down the phone. A very nice voice, by the way. And next morning, I asked her, "Did I hear you sing a lullaby to your child?" I'm not too sure that she understood the word lullaby, but she did explain, "Yes, I was singing my child asleep." And I asked her a few questions. Now, it was just normal conversation.
Yeah.
And I have seen terrible things in my time and filed the copy without getting emotional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This time, emotion swept over me. I couldn't stop. She turns out to be from Syria, a Kurd from Syria. She's been in Ballyhonus, Balladrine, for the past year. Her baby was born during the summer. The baby was 6 months old, a little girl. I asked her how long it took her to get to Ireland. 3 years. 3 years, mate. Or Niall. 3 years. And God knows what else she went through in the previous few years in Syria.
Yeah.
I asked her where she came from. The only city I heard of in Syria is Aleppo.
Yeah.
The most bombed out city in the world at the moment. And she said, no, she came from a little town north of there, but not too far from there. And
you not only did you get emotional, you became angry at her story. Isn't that right, Pat?
It's coming back again. I couldn't hold back the tears in front of her. So I just stopped talking, and then a couple of minutes later, I apologised. I said, look, I'm very sorry I got so upset. But I was actually fuming. Because I know, I'm not saying her specific illness happened as a result of the details over the past few months. But Ireland went mad in late September, beginning of October. A, the people started not doing what they should be doing. B, me, and I'm going to say it out loud, Micheál Martin's leadership in the government was appalling. C, the Irish people should not have been need to have been led, but disappointingly, they obviously need to be led, and we know who was leading them. But worse still, and I got very annoyed, GAA clubs had celebrations, booze-ups all over the place, late September, October. Now, not just in our part of the world, all over Ireland.
Yeah.
And nobody was paying any attention. They were having disco and continuing in pubs. And if the pubs weren't open in their particular area because of the anti-COVID regulations, they crossed the border into the next county and did it, you know. And I was trying to expose this. And I didn't succeed at the time.
Yeah, but there's a direct consequence, as you're saying, because of that irresponsible behaviour by some people led to the situation which you witnessed at first hand in the past few days.
This girl's baby was born in the summer when the staycationers around Ireland were behaving themselves, and the figures were very, very low. Then, after September, October, November, the figures started rising again. And then the government decided to open up the country for Christmas when it was obvious there's going to be a major alert. I mean, and all this came together, Niall. And I was just thinking about, God Almighty, we've let this little girl down. Simple as that.
She's 25 years old, you were saying, Paddy. So young.
She's 25 years old, yeah. Well, yeah. Most young women start their families around that age, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure about the circumstances. Did she get pregnant on her way over? Did she have a boyfriend or a husband or whatever? But all I know is that her mother, I believe, was holding the baby at the other end of the phone when she's singing the lullaby.
It's quite a shocking scene, really, isn't it?
Well, it moved me.
I think it still does.
And in days gone by, Niall, they grabbed me phone and photographed her, but I must be going soft because I said, no, this is a private matter, but I am going to write about it. I mean, an opinion piece about it. And bring in all the other stuff that was happening, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't pry into her actual details and all the rest of it, because she. And by the way, she was getting ready to go home, and she had been there 10 days, and she was actually going home an hour later.
Why are you so critical in your comments there, Paddy, and in the article about Micheál Martin? What is he not doing? What is the government are not doing that they should be doing, do you think?
Well, they're giving mixed messages for a start. Listen, Niall. Everyone, and I'm not talking about the health workers, everyone knows this country should not have been opened up in a couple of weeks before Christmas, right? Even the people who put the pressure on them to open up really know they shouldn't have been opened up. But the people who went did the shopping. Christmas was gone. They could have been done without one damn Christmas in their lifetime. It was gone anyway. It was definitely gone for me because I spent it in hospital. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, as I say, you haven't forgot this young woman or her child, and you will write about her again in due course. You're keeping well anyway, Paddy. You're out of hospital.
I don't know whether I write about her again. It's done, you know.
Yeah. But you're well. You're out of hospital, thankfully, and recovering.
Well, I was let out the next day. I think the situation is if you don't look too bad, and your underlying illness is more serious, than getting you out of the hospital and go home and recover. And I'm doing my 14 days isolation at home now. I was back in the hospital yesterday, but it was a COVID secure arrangement in the renal unit, and they have to keep an eye on my kidneys. But right now, I'm in the middle of my period of isolation, and I hear rumours. It's halfway. If it's going to hit you, it comes halfway through. So let's pray it doesn't happen to me.